This is the next to the last of the five paraclete promises. And in it, our Lord, the living and eternal Son of God, is opening us for us the secret of the life of the church. And so we have here, when I go, I will send the paraclete. And when he comes, he will prove that the world is wrong in regard to sin, justice or righteousness, and condemnation or judgment. Now this is, the next to the last of these promises of what the Holy Spirit is going to do for us and for the whole church. And then he explains what he means, huh? In regard to sin, because they do not believe in me. In regard to righteousness, because I go to the Father. In regard to judgment or condemnation, because the prince of this world has already been judged, it's over. Now, to whom does he prove the world wrong, the Holy Spirit? First, to the believer. The believer understands that the world is wrong. The whole world is moving toward a very sophisticated kind of atheism. You know, we've grown out of the polytheism. We went through a nice, interesting stage of monotheism. But now we finally arrive at understanding that we are the summit of all that exists. And now we must form a world government, provide peace, and do for ourselves what has to be done. And I would think a great deal of the number of the so-called intellectuals and politicians, that's where they are. That's why they can't see anything wrong with abortion. What's your problem? Let people enjoy themselves and have sex, and if they have children and don't want them, well, we are the masters of this world. We can decide that they should die. Now, the believer is supposed to be able to see that sin, no faith in Jesus. Why? First, for his or her own inner peace and security and clarity. Because the world can be very impressive, you know, and look like everything, you know, maybe, gosh, maybe they're right. No, they're wrong. And if we let go of the truth, there's nothing that's going to save this world. And so the Spirit first convicts us that the world is wrong. But it's not enough that we give a certain lip service. There is a God. Ah, yes, there is a God. No, if there is a God, and he has come among us and died for us, then we have to give him our whole life and get out of sin. All kinds of sin and selfishness. Then, regarding righteousness, regarding what's really right, what really, we will decide. You know, what's justice? You know, what no. You see, I am going to the Father. That means, yes, I will be killed. I will die an ignominious death, being mocked by my enemies. But righteousness is on my side. I will be raised, and I will rule this world with power and justice and peace. I go to the Father. I don't go to the grave. I go to the Father. Now the Christian must know this. Know it. Know the life of Jesus Christ within him. He knows the world is wrong. It isn't a guess. It's a conviction. In regard to condemnation, so who's condemned? The prince of this world, it's over. friend of mine who's a very good exorcist, and so there's a lot of manifestations sometimes when people are exorcising demons. This fellow says, he's just a show-off. He knows it's over. And when they meet this guy, it is over. I mean, they leave. But you see, it's already been condemned. Now, it's absolutely so imperative that we really get this. That's why we have a life of prayer. That's why we obey the Lord day by day in a deep inner obedience, so that the Holy Spirit can prove to us that the world is wrong. And then we can prove the world is wrong. The world can see we're wrong. Look what this way of life brings to people. Look at their peace. They even forgive us when we persecute them. And then we, the church, can prove the world wrong and bring it to Christ. But we have to be sure of ourselves. And that's the work of the Holy Spirit. To be sure. Now, there's a hidden sort of aspect of this. The more I acknowledge the truth of this, the less sin I'm able to indulge in. And that's what holds us up. We like our sin. And so, little by little, we kind of harden ourselves. Oh, we're respectable enough, God knows. But can we face the difficulties and what's really going on and know that the world is wrong about sin? The greatest sin is, I don't know what, you know. We have to stabilize this world and provide. And of course, one of the ways that you do this is you get rid of all these little brown and yellow people walking around, because this is a world for the perfect. This push on abortion is not just abortion. This is eugenics, as was acknowledged in the U.S. Senate the other day. The world is wrong. It's worried about what sin is. Sin is not believing in Jesus Christ. Because that means yielding your whole being to Him, not just being a Christian, but being a believer. And the world needs this. We have let this world down. It's a mess. I mean, it is plunging more and more into darkness every day. When our Lord died and rose again and left this world, He entrusted the whole world to His church. And look at it. Because we're selfish and stupid and sinful, and we'll get off our and work. First at our own holiness, and then at preaching. I was struck by Paul. There's a good example in the first reading. This guy, had Paul beat up and thrown in jail and chained and all that. And the minute this fellow, the earthquake, whatever, broke everything open, Paul's first thought was, don't kill yourself. We're all here. Don't worry about it. That's a Christian. Do you see the witness of that? So it's not just the earthquake that brought this guy to know Jesus. It was Paul. Don't worry. We're here. Don't kill yourself. That's a Christian. If we had that kind of love and compassion and simple human common sense, how much we could do. But this is a promise, folks. This is a promise of a divine person to come and dwell in us. And He'll never give up, because He's the Spirit of love. So let's let him prove how wrong the world is and how wrong the world in us is. So that through us, the world can see. It's in desperate need of that.